Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we're going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of Emmanuel journaling. Now, this practice was developed by Sung Shim Lopnow and can be further explored in her book called Joyful Journey. Emmanuel journaling is designed to help you cultivate healthy attunement with God, who is glad to be with you, and who is capable of helping you with whatever you may be experiencing. Now, this practice has two parts or sections. The first is interactive gratitude, where we journal to God what we are grateful for, and then journal our impression of God's response to our gratitude. The second section of Emmanuel journaling is what Sung Shim calls thought rhyming. In this part of the practice, we engage with God's empathy towards us. We consider what we're facing and experiencing, and then we imagine God seeing, hearing, understanding, and enjoying us before finally reminding us that God can, in fact, do something about our situation. So I'm going to walk you through each step of this practice, giving you a prompt to journal. And so if you don't already have it handy, you might want to push pause and grab a pen and something to write on. Now, before we begin this journaling practice, let's just take a few moments to cultivate some stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. God who loves you and is so deeply tender towards you. Now, in the first part of Emmanuel journaling, we will practice again what's called interactive gratitude. So the first step is just to think of something you are thankful for. Just one thing. What is something you are thankful for? And begin sharing about it with God by writing it down. And so in your journal, journal to God what it is you're thankful for. And I'll give you a few moments to do this now. Now that you've shared what you are thankful for with God, take a moment to listen for God's response. And how do you imagine God would respond to your gratitude? What would God say? How would God react? And if it helps, consider a loving parent who has a young child come to them and say thank you for something specific. It would warm the heart of the parent, no doubt. So write down now your impression of God's response to you. What would God say to you? Now, in the second part of Emmanuel Journaling, we will begin walking through each part of God's empathizing with us by practicing again this idea called thought rhyming. And the first step in this is God seeing us. And so what I want you to do is to imagine God seeing you, seeing your situation, seeing your environment, seeing all that is happening around you and in you currently. If God were to describe what it is that God can see in you in this very moment, what kinds of things would God describe? Perhaps God would say something like, "I can see the way in which you are carrying the weight of the world today." Or, "I can see you sitting there as your eyes begin to fill with tears." Or maybe even something like, "I can see that you chose to wear your favorite shirt today." Right? So how does God see you? Take some time to finish the statement. "I can see you, dot, dot, dot." Right? As if God is seeing you. What does God see when God sees you? Begin to journal. Now that we've considered what God sees when God looks at us, we want to consider what God hears. So take a moment to imagine God hearing all your thoughts that are spoken and unspoken. What does God hear? Maybe God hears you judging yourself harshly, or maybe God can hear you questioning an important relationship in your life. Whatever it might be, again, I want you to take a few moments and finish the statement, I can hear you dot, 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 as if it is God who is listening. Next, in this practice, we are going to seek to feel understood by God. And so I want you to imagine God, who knows you better than you know yourself. I want you to imagine that God validating your experience with compassion. God might say something to you like, I know that this feels all-consuming for you, or I know how angry or how happy this makes you. In your journal, finish this statement. I understand how you feel, dot, dot, dot. And then allow your pen to write the words describing how it is that God is validating you in this very moment. After allowing ourselves to be validated, we are going to practice receiving God's enjoyment of us. No matter what, God is always glad to be with us. And so imagine God speaking to you with words of love and delight. How do you perceive that God might be speaking to you in a kind, tender, and loving way? How does God gently hold your weakness? Take a few moments to finish this statement. I am glad to be with you, ... as if it is God who is responding to you. Now, the last part of thought rhyming in Emmanuel journaling is remembering that God is capable of helping and doing something about the situation we find ourselves in. And so imagine God assuring you that God has the power to help you and to give you what you need. So take some time to journal and finish this statement. I can do something about what you are going through, ... Now, to finish out this practice as a whole, go back and read what you have written out loud. And even better, if you are willing, find a safe friend to share it with. This may feel very vulnerable, but it can really strengthen both our attunement with God and with others in our lives. If you have found this practice helpful today and want to dig in more, I encourage you to check out Sung Shim's book, which again is called Joyful Journey. Friends, thanks for participating in this longer practice today. I pray that today and in the days ahead, you would know that God is truly Emmanuel, which means with us. God loves you, sees you, and wants to move towards you. May we be people who posture ourselves to receive God's love and delight in us. Peace be with you.